Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft announced the 28-inch touchscreen Surface Studio 2, an updated version of its all-in-one PC. The foldable desktop is supposed to be 38% brighter, with 22% more contrast than the previous model, and you can get it with the NVIDIA GeForce 1060 or 1070 graphics cards. Prices start at $3,499, available November 15th. The Microsoft Surface Pro 6 now comes with Intel's 8th-gen processors and is available in black. Improved cooling supports quad-core processors, and it's supposed to last 13.5 hours on a charge. It also does not have USB-C ports yet. The Surface Pro 6 starts at $899 with an Intel Core i5 processor, available on October 16th. The 1.7-pound Surface Laptop 2 also comes with 8th-gen Intel Core processors, starting at 128 gigs of storage, up to a terabyte, with 8 or 16 gigabytes of RAM available. Microsoft claims it has the thinnest LCD for a touchscreen panel and gets 13.5 hours of battery life as well. It also does not have a USB-C port, but it does come in black. The Surface Laptop 2 starts at $999, available for pre-order now, shipping October 16th. Microsoft also announced its first set of Surface headphones. The over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones have Cortana built in and 13 levels of noise-canceling that you can adjust by rotating a ring on the left ear. Music pauses when you take the headphones off and resumes when you put them back on, and a touch area on the ear cups controls playback. It uses Bluetooth 4.2 and charges over USB-C. Battery life is claimed to be 15 hours. Surface headphones come to the U.S. this autumn for $350. Along with new hardware, Microsoft announced Microsoft Surface All Access. This lets you buy a Surface device for a monthly fee over a two-year period and includes access to Office 365, in-store training, and top-tier support. The Surface Go costs $25 a month, the Surface Book 2 $55, the Surface Pro $48, the Surface Laptop $47, and the Surface Studio $151 a month. Finally, Microsoft made the Windows 10 October 2018 update available with automatic updates to start next week. Plex has added web shows like ASAP Science, Household Hacker, The Pet Collective, Epic Mealtime, and more. You can subscribe to the shows within the Plex app, and it will alert you when new episodes arrive, as well as track older shows and suggest shows that seem to match your interests. Amazon announced the Fire TV Stick 4K that includes support for 4K, Dolby Vision HDR, HDR10, HDR10 Plus, and Dolby Atmos surround sound. It also has a 1.7 GHz quad-core processor, the fastest processor in any Fire TV device Amazon sells. The remote comes with an IR transmitter for control of your soundbars and cable boxes and such. It's available for pre-order now, shipping October 31st for $50. In addition, Amazon's making the voice-powered remote that's sold with the Fire TV Cube sold separately to be used with other Fire TV devices for $30, shipping October 31st. Facebook announced its investigations show that third-party services that use Facebook for login do not appear to be affected by copied tokens. Facebook revealed Friday that attackers were able to access login tokens for up to 50 million Facebook accounts. Kobo launched the 8-inch Kobo Forma e-reader. It's IPX8 waterproof, up to 2 meters, weighs 197 grams. That's about 15% lighter than the Kobo Aura 1. Has an e-ink Mobius display that can handle being dropped from more than 6 feet, as well as handle more bends and twists. And the Forma adds tactile page turn buttons on the right-hand side. Pre-orders begin October 16th, and the Kobo Forma comes to stores in Canada, the US, UK, Italy, the Netherlands, France, and Japan and Spain October 23rd. Followed by more countries in early 2019. Finally, the Wi-Fi Alliance has announced that the next version of Wi-Fi, up till now known as 802.11ax, will now be called Wi-Fi 6. 802.11ac will now be called Wi-Fi 5, and 802.11n, Wi-Fi 4. The idea is to make it easier for people to tell which version of Wi-Fi is the newest. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.